Welcome to City on a Hill Gaming, a tabletop RPG actual play podcast. My name's Ryan, and I'm here to just kind of hang out and talk for a few minutes about City on a Hill Gaming. As April of 2024, which is just before that right now, will be 6 years we have been doing City on a Hill. We started recording in early 2018 and started uploading in April of 2018. I can't believe we have made it this long. Kind of blows my mind. Before I go any further, let me say thank you to a very long list of people that I'm going to do from the top of my head. Not entirely from the top of my head, but it's definitely not written down in front of me, so here we go. From season one, Jonathan and Jenna, William, Daniel, and from the end of season one, Ben. Thank you guys. I couldn't have done this and gotten this started without you guys. Peter, Grant, and Jenny, who joined us starting in season two, and kind of just moving forward from there through the years, Greg and Kim and Liz, Shanine and Andrea, Cameron, Matt, David, Emma. I'm stretching my mind to think of all the people who've been on the show regularly. A bunch of other folks, Justin, especially and particularly Justin. Justin's had my back since very early on in the show's history and has been around for almost the whole of it, has helped me do a lot of things, has tried to do things live on the show that I did not prepare well enough for, and for that, again, I apologize. And thanks to, and I'm just not actually going to remember everyone, so I'm not even going to try and go there. The folks who have come on for our one-shots and our short games, like the guys from the Infinity Bros, Mike Perna and the crew, the guys from Geek at Arms, Shanine, Joanne, Ashley, bunch of other people. Like I said, I shan't attempt to name everyone, but if you've been on at any point since we started this, thank you for doing it, truly. So, 6 years in, and we're still doing family-friendly. We're still sort of doing faith-based. We're still doing puns. Those are the three. Those are the three things we do. We've changed systems more times than I can count. We've played more systems than I will bother to try and count right now, at least. We've done science fiction. We've done fantasy. We've done the world's largest grocery store. We've done a lot of things, and I have very much enjoyed what we've done. And I know that sounds like something I would say before I would tell you, we're wrapping City on a Hill up. That's not what I'm doing. This is not what I'm doing. But again, to the folks who have helped, to the folks who have supported us by liking and sharing and supporting us on Patreon, whatever it is, just by listening, thank you. Truly, thank you. Now, what's next? Well, what's next is still puns, still family friendly, still sort of faith-based. None of that changes. Let me talk about two projects that are starting in April. They won't be necessarily straight-up things you will hear, or at least not to start things you will hear, but are changes we're making to City going forward. And I say we because I'm not doing these things on my own. And that will be another list of people in the future to say thank you to. There's a couple of things I want to do in the next year of the show. And I count years from, I guess, when we started airing things. Or at least I'm going to now. So for the next year or so of the show, what I want to do is update things. And so I've started something called the Council of Selinsar. Selinsar is the name of our homebrew world, the world where a lot of our stuff gets played in. Not all of it, but a lot of the D&D and the Level Up Advanced 5th Edition and things like that have been played in that world. It's even tangentially related to the Iron Falcon world that we're going to be playing in soon. You haven't heard that yet, but don't go anywhere. It's coming. The whole thing with homebrew is that you have all the control in the world and you can make it whatever you want, except I don't keep great notes, don't keep those notes together well, and I've never figured out exactly what I wanted. My world building is thin and full of holes, and it needs to be fixed. It needs to be re-engineered, re-updated, replaced, recycled. It needs to be fixed. Holes need to be filled in, and things need to be decided that should have been decided a long time ago, and I never did. Thus, the Council of Selinsar. It's a group of people I have reached out to and said, help, help, please. So they are going to be helping me with lore and world building and maybe maps. I'm hoping maps. Someone ask about maps. We're going to work on maps, hopefully. And just figuring things out, being able to have something that can be looked at for whoever's running games in that world to say, okay, well, this is what this means. This is where this goes. This is how someone feels about this. And having consistent answers to questions, even as Justin pointed out to me, if that means retconning things, potentially lots of things, we'll say, hopefully not. But just being able to have answers, real definitive answers. And so that project is one we're going to be starting in April, and just kind of building as we go, creating, changing, saving into documents, and just having answers, having things figured out for what this world is and what it means and what happens where and why. So that's the Council of Salansar. That's the first of the two projects. The second project has not a name currently, though we've workshopped a bunch of things, and the only thing I do know is the name that I came up with that I really dislike and we're not going to use, and I'm not even going to say it. What this is doing more, expanding, more systems, more individual groups playing things, more recordings, more content, maybe more live streams, more, maybe more YouTube. We hardly ever use our YouTube channel. That's my fault. I feel like it's time. It's time to do more. I feel like now is a good time for us to start doing more. More content, more people, more social media, more. What will that look like? We don't know yet. I don't know yet. That part we're still working on. More systems. We know that much. We've already started that. More groups playing. Heaven forbid, groups playing that I'm not a part of, perish the thought. 6 years and I've never uploaded anything that I wasn't on that was an actual session because I have control issues, apparently. Just more. More family friendly. More puns, depending on the people. That is their choice. We never force puns. We never force people to make puns. They just happen. A lot. Like a lot. A lot, a lot. Cameron, I'm sorry. I know how you feel. I know, man. I do know. But it's who we are. We are the Nonsense Factory, and I couldn't be more proud of that fact. So, more defined City on Hill, more defined lore, more defined world building, more defined Salansar, and more content. Not immediately, not anytime soon, maybe, in the short term. But over the coming year, more City on a Hill, more family-friendly goodness. From us, for you. If you want to support that family-friendly goodness, let me first say, we have a Patreon, but financial support of the Patreon has never been an in or an out thing. If people want to support us on Patreon, great. If they don't, we're not going to stop what we're doing. Not to sound like a cliche, but just listening is literally more than enough when it comes to what we do. So, you want to know more, you can find us on many of the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Don't bother with TikTok for us, but technically it's there. YouTube, wherever you listen to podcasts, Twitch, links to most, if not all of these things in the description of our episodes, and Facebook soon. Technically, we have a Facebook page. I haven't done anything with it, but technically we have a Facebook page. And as always, SalansarGaming@gmail.com. If you want to reach out, just say hi, tell us what you think, or if you have suggestions for the coming year of groups or people or systems or whatever, let us know. We're always willing to consider things. We make no promises, but we're willing to consider things. And just know that whatever we add, the people I've been talking to know how serious I am and how particular I am about our content. That isn't changing, and it won't change. But there is always more we could be bringing, and I want to start doing that now. So buckle in. 2018 to 2024, 6 years down. Now we pick up and we see what's next, what God has next, and we move forward. Same amount of puns, if not more. You know us, it's probably more. Same amount of family friendliness, if not more. We're very good at being real intentional about that. Same amount of faith-based content? I don't exactly know what that's going to look like over the coming year. We've never really known exactly what that meant for us. We're still trying to figure that out. And I think that's important, is to figure it out, but to do it the right way. To be intentional about it being the thing it should be. So we'll work on that. Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day. Oh, and P.S. Short term, more content coming. In the next week, hopefully, after I upload this, you should be hearing either more Kingmaker, more Wonder Home, or probably this part of the Session Zero for something new, something Greg's going to be running for us, called Iron Falcon 75. Very different system than we're used to, very different world building than we're used to, but I think you guys will enjoy it. I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes. More to come. We'll see you soon.